And we're holding on an impasse on the day is about the middle of the wide lines by the two dots and the Quadratus Lachaini. The Mishnah had said that two cases involving Kiddushin after a period of time. One is where he says the Kiddushin should take effect 30 days from now, and the other where he says it should take effect from now and 30 days from now. So in the first case, we said that, so he says you're Mekudesh to me after 30 days. Somebody else is Mekudesh in between. Mekudesh is Lashem. And she's Mekudesh to the second one to the extent where even if he was a Kohen, she could eat Truma. The second case, Me'ach Shavala Achash Lashem Yoyim. Then we said if somebody else is Mekudesh during the 30 days, she's Mekudesh Ve'enu Mekudesh. So it's a Suffolk Kedushin, basically, and therefore which one she's Mekudesh to, and therefore she wouldn't be able to eat Truma.
So what does the mean? What does the word "achshav" mean?
Me'achshav la'achshav la'achshav mean? That's what we have to figure out. That's exactly what we have to figure out. What does it mean? Does it mean it starts now and it finishes after 30 days, or does it mean maybe he's sort of changing his mind? Does it mean maybe he's sort of changing his mind, saying that now, but you know what? Maybe not after 30 days. So yeah. So so the Gemara says, so Mekudesh is la'sheni. So we said she's Mekudesh to the second one. Omer Rab Mekudesh is Lasheni La'olam. So Rab says it means she's going to forever be Mekudesh to the second one because he was Mekadesh before the 30 days were. Well, Shmuel Omer Mekudesh is Lasheni Ad Shloshim Yoyim. Shmuel says no, she's Mekudesh to the second one only until 30 days. La'acha Shloshim Yoyim Paki Kedush Sheni V'Gamri Kedush Rishon. After 30 days, the second one's Kedushin disappear and the first one's Kedushin complete. The original one, right. Yossi Rav Chista v'kokashalei. So Rav Chista was sitting and then wondering, how could that be? Kiddush Hashani with my taki. On the basis of what? The first one, or the second one's Kiddushin disappearing after 30 days. Rav's opinion, we understand. The second one is Makadashur and there's no expiration date for it. But according to Shmuel, why is there an expiration date of 30 days on his Kiddushin? If we're saying there was room for the second one's Kiddushin to be chal, then it should be forever. And if not, then how is he Makadashur in the first place?
If the second one doesn't work, then where are you getting the get?
Well, that's the question, right? So why wouldn't he have to give her a get, right? So, Omalei Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef tells him, Mar Aresha Masni Lev Kashalei, you're learning that this Macholikas Rav and Shmuel is about the first case in the Mishnah, the one where he was Makadisho after 30 days without the word Me'achshav. Therefore, you find it hard to understand. Rabbi Yehuda as Sefer Masni Lo. You should know that Rabbi Yehuda learns this machloikas of Rav and Shmuel as referring to the Sefer, the Loi Kashalei, and therefore he doesn't have your problem because the Sefer is Me'achshav al-Achash Shloshim Yom Chula, where he said Me'achshav and after 30 days, where there you have Omer Rav Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes La'olam, where Rav would say then, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of it, that she's Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes La'olam. This suffix, which one she's Mekudesh to, exists forever. There's no expiration on it, because even after 30 days, you still have the question of, still somebody else who's Mekadesh her during those 30 days. So unless one of them gives her a get, she's going to be also to the both of them, as the Gemara is going to explain soon how that's possible.
One has to give a get.
So if one of them gives her a get, then the other one can marry her. That's not a problem. The whole problem would be if one of them ended up doing nisuin with her, then maybe not, because you have the din in the Torah that a woman who's divorced from a man and then marries somebody else can't return to her original husband. But if there was only kedushin in between, there's no issue. So Rav says Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes La'olam, or Shmuel Omer Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes El Ad Shloshim Yom. That's where Shmuel would say that no, the suffix only lasts for 30 days. Meaning, if during those 30 days the first one dies, for example, then the kedushin never finished. Then therefore the second one's kedushin take effect retroactively. But the first one had said Me'achshav Ola'acha Shloshim Yom, meaning that it's still sort of hanging in the air until the end of 30 days. So if he's actually alive and hasn't decided to break off the Kedushin or whatever during those 30 days, then, then fine. The kedushin with the first one fully take effect. But if in between he dies, so different rishonim talk about over here whether the idea is, and Rashi himself seems to first say that he's leaving himself the opening to decide to change his mind during those 30 days and decide he doesn't want the kedushin anymore. Whereas other rishonim learn, in particular the Ramban, that it's not so much that, but more the question of whether he's going to die during those 30 days, whether he's still going to be alive at the end of them. And then here Rashi mentions that point as well.
Just anyway, all going down,
let's say whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that. So now Shmuel is saying until the 30 days are up, then there's room for somebody else's kedushin to be chal. But after that, then the first one's kedushin, as long as nothing else has happened in between, fully take effect. Now there's no room for anybody else's kedushin to. So therefore, the second one's kedushin automatically expire. Because to begin with, it was only in that space that was left during the 30 days, and now it turns out all along the first one's kedushin were valid.
Now, this is all talking about that she got, if she was given a shel prota.
Yeah, of course, each one gave her a shel prota. Right, and in fact there are mafoshim we'll talk about that since you have maisa that we talked about yesterday, dibur can't be mavato maisa, but one point is because before he ever gave her the pruta, he said this entire thing me'achshav la'achas shloshim yom. Had he given her the pruta and said me'achshav and afterwards said la'achas shloshim yom, then yeah, you wouldn't have the 30-day grace period. But here we're talking about that before he ever gave her the pruta, he said me'achshav la'achas shloshim yom. So therefore So the kedushin is chal eventually after 30 days, but in between there was the possibility that somebody else's kedushin could come in, and therefore mekudeshes vein mekudeshes, but according to Shmuel only during those 30 days.
After 30 days.
At la'ach shloshim yom paki kedushin sheni v'gamri kedushin rishon. After 30 days, the second one's kedushin disappear automatically, and the first one's fully take effect because to begin with it was meant to take effect after 30 days. After la'ach shloshim yom. So the Gemara teaches out. L'Rav Mesapgalei. So in other words, Rav has a suffix. When we say ma'achshav la'achas shloshim yom, itna hazoi, is it like a t'nai, saying in other words that I'm being makadish you, I'll t'nai that I don't change my mind during the next 30 days. And in that case, it's like any other t'nai. That he won't change his mind, or according to the Ramban, that he won't die. Iloshin chal I chazora hazoi. Or is it an expression of chazara, of changing his mind? He said me'achshav, and then he changes his mind and says la'achas shloshim yom. So the Gemara does mention elsewhere that you can't change your mind when it comes to kedushin. Most things a person says he can take back toch kedei dibur, but here when kedushin is not one of them. However, again, here we're saying the entire thing before he ever gives her the money of kedushin, then therefore he can do that. There's the possibility of that there is chazara. So therefore, Rav has that suffix. Therefore, he says the suffix continues forever. L'shmur pshita le'tna havoi. Shmuel knows that it's obvious that it's a t'nai, and therefore only during the 30 days he might change his mind. After that, the kedushin is completed, and then there's no room for that other guy's kedushin to be chal, and therefore the second guy's kedushin disappear altogether. An interesting point that Ashba makes, by the way, he learns that when this that we're talking about, that the Kedushin are sort of hanging there because of the possibility of T'nai or whatever until 30 days and afterwards they complete, he learns that that would also mean to the extent that during those 30 days, the first guy is not able to give her a get. You don't have a complete enough Kedushin for him to be giving her a get yet. If he wants to give her a get, if they decide not to go through with it, the Ashba says you have to wait until after the 30 days.
Okay,
before that, it wouldn't be effective. It would be like a person giving a get to a random woman. It doesn't help. Yeah. But he learns that that's the mechanism when we say over here that the kedushin begins now and completes after 30 days. It's not really complete enough yet to reach the level of full kedushin to be considered a get.
And if the maximum session and something dies, then they wouldn't need to have.
So according to the Rashba, she might need chalitza because of the suffix, but maybe not Yibum, because we have the other guy's kedushin. So, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Now, in that case, it comes out the machloikas of Rav and Shmuel is the same as the machloikas of the following tanoim. The Tanya, we learn in a braisa, when it comes to a get, if a man gives his wife a get and says that it should take effect from today and after I die. So then the din is, so the Mishnah says, get ve'in a get direi chachamim. The chachamim say it would be a get, but not a get. Meaning, in other words, again, it's a suffix get. It's a suffix, again, whether hayoyim ala achamisa is a tnai, it should take effect today, it should take effect retroactive to today if I die. So then when he dies, it comes out, it takes effect retroactively to when it was given. Otherwise it wouldn't work and get la achamisa. Or does it mean that he's changing his mind? He's saying, he said hayoyim, but then he says, you know what, actually, la achamisa and get la achamisa. So the Chachamim say, so get the ain't a get because of that suffix, which sounds like the same thing Rav had said to you as far as Kedushin.
Well, even if there was a get, there's no get now because the guy died.
If we say Mehayoyim means retroactive to today, then it means when he dies, Tanai takes effect. This is according to that, it would be a get al Tanai. The same way as, for example, a man can give his wife a get and say, the get will take effect al Tanai. That's a valid get, and when that happens, the get takes effect. So here what he says, now yom la'achamisa, that's the question. Is it a tnai, or is it an incomplete get until la'achamisa, and la'achamisa is too late for a get to take effect?
Oh, see, no, he didn't say shlechemisa.
He said la'achamisa, now yom la'achamisa, but it's the same thing, because he said me'ayoy. If you just said la'achamisa, it would certainly be invalid. But because he said me'ayoyim la'achamisa, so the Chum say it's a suffix. Rebbe omer kazeh get. Rebbe says this kind of thing is a get. So we learned in Gifton, actually, that Rebbe says kazeh because there was a different case. There's a different case where of a get involving that should take effect after a certain amount of time, with something like where he says imati, and you have Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says it's a valid get, and Rebbe says that not because he didn't say me'ayoyim. But here where he says me'ayoyim, Rebbe says it is a valid get because it means it takes effect retroactively to when he first gave it. And the tanai is, if he dies, says when the tanai is triggered, then the get takes effect retroactively.
Could basically protecting you from the heavy evil.
Yeah. So it's the same machlokas by Gittin as you have by us, by the Rav and Shmuel have by Kiddushin. Well, the Gemara asks, "V'neim a Rav halacha k'rabbanu, v'neim a Shmuel halacha k'rebi." Well, then why do they go into presenting it as though it's their own machlokas? Let them just say respectively. Rav should say the halacha is like the Chachamim, and Shmuel should say the halacha is like Rebbe in the case of Gittin, and we'll understand the same thing would apply to Kiddushin.
Oh,
yeah. The answer is no. Sricha. The answer is that no, we do need to specify that they say this machlokas like Kiddushin. The ilu omer Rav halacha k'rabbanon. If Rav had only said the halacha is like that, the halacha is like the chachamim. Hadamina hosim d'lachuka ka'asi. You would say, you know why over there you have this suffix, whether it's valid, because after all he wants to distance her from it, from himself. So therefore, but he wants to push it off as long as possible. Therefore, you can talk about maybe he wants to get to take effect only la'achamisa, and that won't work because he ain't get la'achamisa. Maybe he doesn't want any part of the get to start taking effect retroactive to now, because that would mean as of now they can't be together as husband and wife. See, here he wants to bring her close. He wants to be in the Kaddish. Maybe Rav would agree with Shmuel the tna havoy, that we should consider it just a tnai. And that it means that he wants to be Mechadisho as of now, and it's just a tnai if he doesn't change his mind or if he doesn't die during the next 30 days. The Iyom Shmuel, Halacha Karebi, and similarly, if Shmuel had said the Halacha is like Rebbe, Havamina Hosim Hu, they ain't get Lachamissa. You know why it doesn't work over there? Because they ain't get Lachamissa. So it's too late. The fact is there could be kedushin that take effect after 30 days. You could say maybe he agrees with Rav that he means to actually change his mind and say not me'achshav, but rather la'achas shloshim yom. So therefore tzricha, therefore we need to actually be told that therefore they need to actually tell us that the machlokas, that their machlokas applies even in this case, even though there are reasons to think that you could argue that kedushin are different than gittin in one way or the other. then we could have thought that Gittin are different than Kiddushin. So maybe in the case of Gittin, the halacha would, the Chachamim would say that, that's a suffet get, but in the case of Kiddushin, they wouldn't, and the same thing the other way around. So therefore, yeah. In fact, Marsha says, why is the Gemara even saying that, the Gemara is saying that we have to present their machlokas, because otherwise we would think that maybe in the case of Kiddushin, Rav and Shmuel respectively hold differently. Maybe why didn't the Gemara just say more simply? Rav would say, what I'm saying works even according to the Chachamim, or what I'm saying works even according to Rebbe. Even though Rebbe says kazeh get, but Kiddushin is different because I would argue, in other words, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying over here that it's a given that there is a difference between Kiddushin and Gittin. Because Gittin, on the one hand, he wants to push it off as long as possible, but Kiddushin, he wants to make it happen as soon as possible. On the other hand, ain't get lacha misa, but there is Kiddushin lacha shloshin. So therefore, the result is we're saying that Rav is, so Rav's opinion, he can't just say the halacha is like the Rabbanan, because that wouldn't make it clear that in our case the same thing is true. Why didn't the Gemara just say, very simply, as it often does in such things, says Marsha, the Gemara should have said, Rav would have said, what I'm saying is even according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saying their din only by Gittin, but they might well hold differently by Kiddushin, because of the consideration to push it off versus to bring it close. And Shmuel would say, I hold even like, or Rav therefore would say, I hold even like Rebbe, and Shmuel would say, I hold even like the Chachamim, because each one of them, Rebbe and the Chachamim themselves, would say differently when it comes to Kiddushin. Why is the Gemara assuming that what Rebbe and the Chachamim are saying is true both of Gittin and Kiddushin, and we have to explain why Rav and Shmuel themselves have to mention the Machloka separately, rather than saying that each of them could say that the respective opinions in the Braisa would actually work according to me as well. So he leaves the question open. Yeah, sort of here, yeah. Anyway, Omer Abaya. So therefore we need to be told that they actually argue in both cases. Marsha doesn't really so much leave it open as a question. He says rather that the Gemara assumes that the Gemara doesn't understand these to actually be valid svaris. We would have thought to make these distinctions between Gittin and Kiddushin, but now that we have the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, then it makes it clear that no, we don't say those distinctions. We do in fact say that what Rav is saying is exclusively according to the Chachamim, and what Shmuel is saying is exclusively according to Rebbe, and that the Chachamim and Rebbe themselves would in fact hold that Kiddushin and Gittin are exactly the same as far as these din. So it comes out. So Rav and Shmuel's machlokas is exactly the same as their machlokas, and the only reason why we have to be told their machlokas separately, we would have thought to say differently, but not that the Chachamim and Rebbe would actually hold such svaris. That's how Marsha understands it.
That means the Rebbe and the Rabban holds the same.
So it comes out. What Rebbe says, kazeh get, he would say the same thing as far as Kiddushin, that kazeh Kiddushin. And what the Chachamim say, get, but in a get, where it's a suffix, they would say the same thing by Kiddushin. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Omer Abaya, v'litaymei de Rav. Now, if you follow Rav Svara, and you say that me'achshu v'la'acha shloshim is a suffix, whether it's Tznai or Chazara, then you can have a case like this. If Reuven comes and says that you're Mekudesh to me from now and after 30 days, which means that there was this 30-day window in which somebody else conceivably could be Mekudesh, and according to Rav, it'll be a Suffolk Kedushin, whether either one of them is Mekudesh, then Shimon comes and says from now and after 20 days, and then Levi comes and says from now and after 10 days, for that matter, Rashi says it doesn't even have to be that he mentions 10 days. He could even say that he's Makadosh or just plain Harayat Makadoshly without the 10 days. There's nobody after him. But once we mention 30 and 20, then we mention 10. Anyway, the result would be Merishin or Me'achron Tzricha Get named Soi Einet Tzricha Get. She would need a get from Reuben and from Levi. She would not need from Shimon. Because monafshech, because however you look at it, itno havoi. If you say that each time you say hadayat mikudeshesli after 30 days or after 20 or whatever, if you say that it's a tnai, meaning in other words, I'm makadosh you now, but I'll tnai that I don't change my mind or that I don't die within the next 30 or 20 days or whatever. Well then, dekama kedushi dahanach lav kedushi. Then it would come out. Only the first ones are valid kedushin. The rest of them are not. So therefore, Reuven would have to give her a get for her to be able to marry anybody else. But Shimon and Levi would not, because there was. If we say it was a tnai, then it means at the end of the 30 days, Reuven is still alive. Therefore, Shimon and Levi's kedushin disappear automatically. Now, Rav had said that not. Rav had said it's suffix, but that's because we also have the possibility that it's chazara. So therefore, on the possibility that it's chazara, I chazara havoi, if you say in each case, my actual v'lachar shloshim yom amounts to changing his mind, debasru kiddushi, dahanach lav kiddushi, then only Levi's kiddushin would be valid. Reuven's and Shimon's would not, because in each case, because he said after 10 days, he said immediately, therefore his kiddushin would be chal, and where theirs were not yet. So in no way would Shimon have to give her a get. No matter whether you look at it as Tanai or Chazara, either way, Shimon being sandwiched in the middle, there's no room either according to the way of Tanai or according to the way of Chazara for his Kedushin to ever be Chal.
A lady, because he said right now, right?
Either he said right now or he said after 10 days. It doesn't matter. 10 days is the shortest, and there's the shortest number among all these three numbers. So what happens is 10 days from now, then, so 10 days from now, if nobody else was Makadisher, then now we have Levi's is, so now we have the question on Levi's. So according to Shmuel, we would say that Levi's eventually are going to disappear. But according to Rav, who says that the suffix continues forever, so now at this point, after 10 days, is she fully Makodesh to Levi? Or do we say that Reuven's Kedushin maybe were Chal originally, because we would say that it was a Tanai. Because we would say it was a Tanai. He said, Mehayoy Malach HaShloshin. So when another 20 days pass and Reuven is still alive, maybe now his Kedushin fully take effect. Maybe. So Reuven and Levi will have to give her a get if she wants to marry anybody else. Shimon will not have to one way or the other, is what Abaya is saying. Right. So the Gemara asks, well, not his Pshita, isn't that obvious? And the answer is Ma'udatema, Hai Lishna Mashma Tna Mashma Chazara. Maybe you could say it's not a matter of a suffix. Maybe the Loshim, Ma'ayyim Malachash Loshim, actually has a double meaning. Some people might say it as a Tanai, some people might say it as a Chazara. So not necessarily among three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, would all of them be using it in the same sense. Maybe the first one meant it as Chazara, the second one meant it as a Tanai, and so then we would say that then we would say Shimon would need to give her a get. So then she would require a get from everyone individually. Kamash Malam, therefore, Abaya tells us that no, it's either one or the other across all three of them. It's either a Tanai across all three of them, or it's Chazara across all three of them. There's no possibility that some of them mean a Tanai and some of them mean it as Chazara. So therefore there's no concern about Shimon needing to give her a get in that case. Only Reuven and Levi. Now, so that's Rav and Shmuel so far. Continues the Gemara. Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Now Ula brings in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, a third possibility. Afilu Meya, even if 100 men did that, one after the other. So one said Mehayoyim or Meach or whatever, Laha Meyayim after 100 days. The next one says 99, the next one says 98, etc. Then, Toifsin Ba, each one's kiddushin are toifus in her, meaning, in other words, therefore, if she's not going to end up marrying any of them, then all of them are going to have to give her a get. So this is a third opinion. We had Shmuel saying that after the expiration period, only the first one's kiddushin are chal, and the rest of them disappear. We had Rav saying that it's a suffix, and based on what Abaya just said, the suffix would only be on the first and the last one, because either it's chazara, either it's a Tanai and then only the first one's Kedushin are valid, or it's Chazara and only the last one's Kedushin are valid, but none of the ones in between. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Issa Ula, is telling us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that no, even if it was 100, then Toif Sinva, each of them, the Kedushin would be Toifus, and therefore if she's not going to marry any of them, she's going to need a get from all of them. V'chein Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yochanan, after the Meya Toif Sinva. Rab Asi says the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that all of their Kedushin are going to be Toifus. And by the way, now it's not even, And so, so Rashi points out, we don't even mean that Rabbi Yochanan means that there would be a suffix. Now, you could say, fine, you could say maybe it means that there's a, maybe we just said in Abaya's statement, we said that Abaya understands that, that it means that it's either a Tnai or a Chazare. It can't be some meant it as one and some meant it as the other. Therefore, there's no suffix on the middle one, and in this case, on the 98 middle ones. You could have thought to say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with Abaya in that. He would say that each one is suffix, because maybe some meant it as Tanai, some say as Chazara. The thing is, though, Rabbi Yochanan uses the expression Tofsin, so that implies that there's a full Kedushin with one of them. We just don't know that there's a full Kedushin with one of them. In other words, or not only with one of them, with each one of them in a certain sense, there's a Kedushin with Chal. So it's not just a matter of suffix, it's to a certain extent, it's a Vadai with each one, that Kedushin are Chal to a certain extent.
They both said Ma'akshav.
They all said Ma'akshav. The first one said Ma'akshav and after 100 days, the next one said Ma'akshav and after 99 days, etc. So it's not just a matter of a suffix. It means that there's actually, in a certain sense, each one's kiddushin with her or kiddushin vaday. Therefore, she's going to need a get, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from each one of them individually. So then what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the wording of our Mishnah where it said Mekudeshes Veinu Mekudeshes? So there are a couple of explanations. One of them being the Rashba says means Mekudeshes to both of them, but Veinu Mekudeshes exclusively to one of them, and therefore she's going to need a get from each one. Another possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan would understand our Mishnah as being only according to Rebbe and not according to the Chachamim in the Machlokas we had before as far as a get. And you could also have Tosfos read. It also says it means she's Mekudeshes in the sense she needs a get from each one of them, but Eina Mekudeshes in the sense that she's also to each one because of the other one's potential Kedushin. Anyway, the point is that, so the question is, you have to wonder, how would that be possible that you have 100 men whose Kedushin are all Tosfos? And on the face of it, once Reuven's Kedushin are Tosfos, there's no room for anybody else's, and similarly for all the others. How do you have that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I feel a Meir Tosfos? So Omer le Rav Meshaushi, a brother of Ami, but Rav Asi. So Rav Meshaushi, the son of Rav Ami, explained to Rav Asi. Now Rav Asi himself had also said in the name of Rav Yochanan, I feel a mea tofsin ba. But Rav Asi apparently was wondering. I know Rav Yochanan said this, and I'm saying it over in his name. But how is it possible? How does it work? So he's explaining as Baruch Chaim of Rav Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan's reason is. Shavu natke or nafshay really kishraga delivery. They made themselves like a row of bricks. Now, when you're laying bricks, it actually describes, you don't put one brick directly on top of the other. The wall won't be stable that way. The first column of bricks will fall down, and then there goes the next one, and there goes the next one, and so forth, and pretty soon the whole wall will have fallen down. You put bricks in an overlapping pattern. When you first put down bricks, you put a space. You put them. The second row is partially on top of one brick and partially on top of the other. And the next one, the same thing, and so forth. And so you look at a brick wall, you'll see how it's built, where you have they're overlapping, where each row overlaps with the previous ones. The same way, in other words, what happens is, here, each one left room for the next one's kedushin to be chal. Because the first one, for example, said, Mehayoyim, Me'achshav, Olacha, Me'ayoyim. That means during those 100 days, there's room for somebody else's kedushin to be chal. And then the next one says 99 days. So then during the next 98 days, there's room for kedushin to be chal, and so forth. So it's like a row of bricks. The result is, it's not like Rav and Shmuel were saying respectively, where Rav was saying that it'll be suffix kedushin to everyone, or like Shmuel who says that eventually one's kedushin will be finished and all the other ones will not, and all the other ones will disappear automatically. No, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that each one left enough room for the next one to fit in over there to the extent where kedushin are able to be toifus during that time. To a certain extent, in a vaday way, and therefore therefore the result is that she's going to need a get from him even after the time passes.
So the first one said a hundred days.
But Rabbi Yochanan is saying that that means because he said la'acha me'ayoyim, it means that during that 100 days there's still room for kedushin to be chal on her. And the same thing with the next one. So each one, so therefore, so each one asses her to the next one, and she's going to need a get from him if she's going to need a get from him if she wants to marry somebody else.
But if the
One second. Tosfos points out a point. Maybe this will help make it clearer. Tosfos makes a point. Now, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara had talked about a case where a man says to a woman, "Chetzich mekudeshesli." Half of you is Makudish to me, and we said that's not valid kiddushin, because there's no such thing as a half a wife. A woman can be married to only one, husband at a time. So how does it work over here? The difference is, Tosfos says, because he left out something of the goof of the woman herself. He said, half of you. Here he's saying, you are Makudish to me, but he's putting a time on it, meaning, in other words, he's saying that, he's saying after 100 days it will complete. But meanwhile, during those 100 days, there's room for, meanwhile, so if the 100 days passes and nothing happens in between, then fine, the Kiddushin fully take effect on her. So you can, it's not the only half of her is Makudish. But what it is because of the time frame that we have, that leaves an opening, like what Rama Sharashi is saying, like bricks, to stick in another brick over there in that space, and therefore, in other words, for another man's kedushin to be chal, and therefore now that man's kedushin are chal to the extent where the asus are on the first one, and she's not going to be able to marry the first one unless that second one gives her a get, and so forth with each of the other ones.
So the first one doesn't kick in automatically.
Doesn't kick in automatically, right.
After
100 days, exactly. Right. The Gemara says, "Mosi v'Rebsosa." That's kishraga to live me. It's like a row of whips. The chochad b'chad, rav chalachavre shavak. Each one left room for the next one to fit in over there.
Shraga doesn't mean light.
It does, but shraga to live me means a row of whips. Yeah. Okay. So mosi v'Rebchanina. So Rebchanina says, in that case, I have a contradiction against Rabbi Yochanan. A Mishnah says, again, in connection with Gittin, mehayoyim la'acham misa get ve'in a get. We said before that if a man gives his wife a get and says it should take effect mehayoyim la'acham misa, so we consider it, it's a get, but not a get. We said, in other words, it's a suffer get, because, like we said before, so when we brought it before in connection with Rav and Shmuel, we said that the Chachamim would say that it's a suffer, basically. It's a suffer whether that's considered a t'nai or whether it's considered chazara. So therefore, it's a therefore get vein a get. And the Mishnah continues, ve'im mes, if this guy dies and there's no children, chaletzis v'lemis yabemis. She needs chalitza, she can't do yibum. Now, v'shleima l'rav, now appointed rav, misayaleh. Well, good, well, that supports what he's saying. You see that it says over there, so the chacham say suffet get, and the same way over here, he says suffet kiddushin. And we said before, rav would say that my opinion, rav's opinion exactly follows the opinion of the chachamim. The Chachamim had said it in connection with Gittin. He applies it to Kedushin as well, because we said before, even though we would have thought to say Svaris, that Kedushin and Gittin are different, in the end we say there's no such difference. Fine. L'Shmuel Nami Homani Rabbani. Shmuel would say this Mishnah is according to the Chachamim, V'ananda Ami Kirebi. And Shmuel would say, I hold like Rebbe, and therefore, I hold like Rebbe, so therefore that Mishnah doesn't contradict me. El a little Yechanan under Amashiyura Abi. Rebbe had said Kazer get.
Yeah, but he's one completely.
No, but the point is, Rebbe had said it's considered a get because in that case we say a get la'achamisa. It means the get takes retro. It means, in other words, Rebbe is saying it's definitely a t'nai. Shmuel had said the same thing about kiddushin. It's definitely a t'nai. So once 30 days pass and the t'nai has taken effect, then all the other kiddushin disappear automatically. No, right. So no get needed from any of the other two or 99 or whatever it is. Guys. What?
With regard to
the get, same idea. With ain't get lachamisa, but it's not a matter of that he's saying it should take effect after I die. He's saying that my death is a t'nai, that when that t'nai is fulfilled, then the get takes effect retroactive to now. So Rav and Shmuel have no problem with that Mishnah. El Rav Yochanan d'Amashiyura Havi, but according to Rav Yochanan, what he's saying in effect is that you're leaving something over. You're saying the Kiddushin are beginning now and then finishing only after 30 or 100 or whatever it is days. Well, by a get, you can't leave over anything. By a get, it has to be Christus. There's a complete cutting off. So then in that case, how would Rav Yochanan understand that Mishnah? So yabumi mi yabim, therefore it's not a get at all, and she should be doing yibum. Why is the Mishnah saying she can't do yibum at all, only chalitza?
Which Mishnah are you referring to?
The Mishnah in Gittin that we quoted over here. We said over here that if he said just that if he says mehayom la'achamisa, if he dies during that time, we said she needs chalitza and not yibum. She can't do yibum because what if the get took effect? So according to Rav, it's a suffix. Therefore his brother can't marry her because of the suffix whether the get took effect. According to Shmuel, we would say for sure he can't because it was definitely a valid get. Shmuel would say that Mishnah is only according to the Chachamim, where it says get vein a get. Rebbe would say it's a fully valid get, and therefore obviously there's no chalitza needed or no yibum possible at all. But the Mishnah would be according to the Chachamim, who would say that there's a suffix, fine. But Rabbi Yochanan is understanding that in these kinds of cases, what you have is shir. You're saying, I want the thing, the kedushin or the gittin, to start now, but then I want it to only complete 30 days from now or when I die or whichever it is. Well, by a get, there's no such thing. By a get, you have to be Christmas. So how would Rabbi Yochanan's opinion work with that Mishnah? Omer Rava, get lahoitzi, umisa lahoitzi. So Rava says because both the get and the husband's death both take her out of her husband's rishus. So mashashir get, gmaratu misa. What happens is, it's true the get left something over of their marital relationship, but the misa finishes that off. So it's true, ain't get la'acha misa. But here we're not talking about that the get itself, here we're not talking about that the get as a whole starts taking effect la'acha misa. That wouldn't work, obviously. What we mean is that you have, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a shiur, you have something left over, which is completed by his death. So in other words, exactly that. So it doesn't completely take off the zika. Therefore, she's going to need chalitza. But therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say she's going to need chalitza. But at least you have that. At least you have that prevents evil. Now the truth is the truth is in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion before, where we said that the hundred men that all of them the kedushin achal, really there are two different ways of explaining it among the Rishonim. You have the Ramban and a number of other Rishonim understand that it means that in effect what he's saying is it begins now, but it only finishes after the 100 days or after the 30 days or whatever. So the same thing over here would mean. By kedushin. So the same thing by gittin, it would mean the get begins being chal as of now, and it finishes being chal when he dies.
Yeah, but then he's deciding to live with her.
No, but so you can't live with her during that time. Fine, we discussed in gittin, we said that if he gives her a get now, yom alach hamisa, he may not be able to live with her. Fine, but it's still, if it's to save her from chalitza or yibum, it may be worthwhile. But in this case, we're saying, the Mishnah says it doesn't really help because she's going to need chalitza regardless. All it does is it prevents yibum. Anyway, then there's a different understanding of the Rashba and Rabbi Avraham Avbeistin, who was also known as the second Ravid, say. In Jewish history, you have three Ravids who lived in the same generation. You have the Ravid Halevi, who lived in Spain. He's best known for, he wrote a major sefer on Jewish history called Seder HaKabbalah. He also wrote various other svarim. You have the second Ravid, who was the first one was named Rav Avraham ben David. The second one was actually not. He was Rav Avraham ben something else. I don't remember what his father's name was, but it was called the Ravid because he was Av Beistin in Narbonne in the south of France. And then his son-in-law was the third Ravid, also Rav Avraham ben David, the famous one who argued with the Ramban, and then with the Rif and various other Rishonim. So anyway, so here we're talking about the second Ravid. So he and the Rashba have a different understanding of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. They say basically what it is yes, it's possible to leave over. It's possible to leave out, similar to what Tosfos said. It's possible to leave out something of the kedushin where he was mekadosher, but there's still something left. There's still room for somebody else's kedushin to come and be chal. So then, applying that to the get over here, then the same way. So now the question was, well, you can't leave over anything in a get. The get has to be chrisus. So the answer would be, though, that we're saying it's true by a get, you can't leave anything over, but all he's leaving over is something that's going to take place after he dies. That's not something that's going to pass all the get. So fine. So it is a get. So it won't allow her to marry somebody else, but it does have a get. It does have the din of a get to the extent that it'll block you. Yeah. So therefore, the result is she's going to need chalitza. But Amalei Abaya midami. But Abaya says, still, how do you compare kedushin to gittin? You're telling me that get and misa are both are both lahotzi, but there's a big difference as far as that she's not married to this guy anymore. Sure, get and miss have both accomplished the same thing, but as far as yibum, they have opposite they have opposite effects. Get mitzia mirushos yavam, miss machnesa mirushos yavam, just the opposite. And the get takes her out, but she doesn't have to marry the yavam or do anything with him. It takes away the zika. Misa brings her into his rishus, where now yibum would be necessary. So how can you say that one reinforces the other? On the contrary, one should contradict the other. Ela, Amar Abaye, Hosam Taima Mai, Mishum Gzerum, Hosam Taima Mai. So Abaye says, no, rather, the reason why, when a person says, Meha Yom al Acha Misa, why is it she can't do yibum in that Mishnah, Gzerum Mishum Meha Yom in Mati? Because you make a Zera, if she does do Yibum, then what if he said a similar expression, Mehayoim imati? The get should take effect as of today, if I died. Where then it's clear that it's a Tanai, then there's no possibility of it being Chazor or Shir or anything like that. Mehayoim imati is clearly a Tanai. If I die, then there's a Tanai that's been fulfilled, and now the get takes effect retroactively to now. And the din is, I raise a get. That's a full-fledged get. So now what happens is, in that case, obviously she can't do Yibum because there was a clear get that actually took effect. If you allow her, in the case that we were talking about before, where he says, Mehayoim ul acha misa, which is different than Mehayoim imati. Mehayoim imati is a tnai. Mehayoim ul acha misa, we're saying, is a shiur, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is leaving something over. So now, if she does Yibum in that second case, that people might think that in the other case also she can do Yibum. And that would be an outright issur because there was a fully valid get. And no Yibum nor Chalitza can be done. Chalitza is not necessary and Yibum can't be done because now at this point, she's his former brother's wife who was not married to him when he died. So that's how bias is not a matter like Rava is saying that one reinforces the other, but it's Xeda Dirabonin because these are two very similar cases that might be easily confused.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Gemara asks, Nigzer Mehayomi Mati the Tachloitz. Well, in that case, why don't we make Xeda that she should do Chalitza? In the case of Mehayomi Mati, we're saying it's a full get and she doesn't need anything. In that case, why don't we say that she should do Chalitza? Because otherwise we might confuse it with the case. When Hayom al-Achamisa was saying she needs Chalitza because there was a shiur, because there was something left over, now we should say the other way around. Where he says, Mehayom imati, granted Yibum can't be done, it would be an Isser Daraisa to do Yibum at that point, because the get took effect, but at least she should do Chalitza in the Drabanan, because people might confuse it with the other case. The answer is, Imata Oma Chalitza, Miss Yabemis. If you're going to tell her she needs Chalitza in that case, the people are going to mistakenly think that she could do Yibum as well. So therefore, there are some cases where we say chaletzis v'lemis yabemis, but in general, we don't want to generally do that where it's xera, whether the get took effect or not, because people are mistakenly going to think, therefore, that the same way as she does chaletzis, well, why didn't she do yibum? People are going to think that yibum could be done in such a case, and the yibum would be also daraisa. It would be erva rather than a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, so Hochanami Imata Om Chalitzis Misya Bemis. No, don't you have the same problem over here where he says Mehayoim al Achamisa, where you're saying a suffix and therefore Chalitzis for Misya Bemis? So the Gemara says Tisyabim Be'en Bakach Klum Chashash Drabanan. The difference is there. It's only a Chashash of an Isu Drabanan, so therefore we're not so worried about it. In the case of Mehayoim Imati, the get actually fully takes effect. Therefore, it would be an Isu Daraisa to do Yibum. Here, we're maximum talking about a chashash de rabbanon that people might, that we're saying that why shouldn't she do Yibum in the case of Mehayom al Achamisa? Because people might confuse it with the other case, but the fact is she's not actually also to him because there was a shear over here, there was something left over. There was something left over in the get. It only fully took effect. Of course, I have to think. Abaye is saying it's not a matter of it fully took effect later. It never actually fully took effect. But nevertheless, midrabanan, people might confuse the two cases, and therefore we say enemis yabemis. But really, if she were to do yibum, no actual issur has been done. So therefore, there's no problem in telling her, do chalitza to be on the safe side, but if people mistakenly think, well, if chalitza can be done, yibum could have been done instead, fine, you're not actually over on any issur if there is yibum, if yibum is done. That's how Abaye explains. So therefore, Sarab Yechanan would understand that Mishnah in that vein. Why chalitza? Well, let me say bemis, chalitza because of Xeda Drabonin, because it might be confused with the other case of Mehayoim Imati. Because maybe there is something left of the zika over here. Again, we would say the zika maybe has not been completely removed. The loy misyabemis, because we might confuse it with the other case. But b'dieved, if she was misyabem, then it's not a big deal.
Oh, this wasn't
okay. Yeah, Mishnah says. Here's another case where a man is makadosh a woman, and but it's not taking effect right away. So he says, you're makadosh to me on condition that you give me that I will give you 200 zuz. Meaning he gave her a pruta right now. Now he's saying the condition will take effect. I'm a nask that I give you 200 zuz. Harei makadosh is vohu yitin. She's makadosh and he has to give the money. Now he didn't give a time limit when he has to give it. So whenever he gives it, then the tnai will have been fulfilled. We're gonna see in the Gemara. Are we talking about that this is a tnai, or is this a tnai, or is this a not extra, but is this a tnai, or is it a tnai, or is it me'akshav? If it's a tnai, it will take effect only as of when he gives the so we're gonna see in the Gemara. Whenever he gives the money, then the kedushin will be chal retroactively, or we say that no, only when he gives the money, only then are the kedushin chal.
He gave a pruta now,
but he said it's al manas shet moch masan. We'll see in the Gemara. Anyway, continues the Mishnah. Al manas shet moch mekan vab lamed yoim. What if he says that it's on condition that I give you within 30 days? Nothing of a search shloshim mekudeshes v'im laven mekudeshes. Well, then if he gives her the money during the 30 days, she's mekudeshes, and if not, then not, because he gave her time limit.
Even though he gave her at the beginning.
Another case, al manas shi yeshli masayim zuz. What if he says I'm mekadesh you on condition that I have 200 zuz? Harez mekudeshes v'yeshloi. And that means she's Makudosh, provided that he actually owns the 200 zuz. And that means, in other words, in this case, unlike the next case of the Mishnah, doesn't mean that we have to see the 200 zuz. It's enough that we know that he has it. On the other hand, Amnasha Arech Mosayim zuz, but if he says on condition that I show you 200 zuz, Harez Makudosh is Yara law, then he has to actually show her the 200 zuz that he owns.
Only if
he shows her. The im hera ala shulchan, but let's say, for example, that he's a money changer and he shows her, look, I have a pile of 200 zuz on my money changing table, ainam akudeshis, then that's not a valid fulfillment of the tanai, because those 200 zuz aren't his. They're the customers. So when he says, amanas she'arech mosayim zuz, we understand that it means that he's going to show her that I personally own 200 zuz, not just that I do business with customers who own it.
But he said it's mine, right?
He said it's she'arich, but that implies the word she'arich means that I will show you. But that implies you that I will show you 200 zuz of myself that I own. Which the Gemara is going to ask you that on the face of it, that's poshut. We're going to see in the Gemara that there's a chiddush in it. But wait, so the Gemara says itzma. So we have a discussion about what does the Mishnah mean when it says v'hu yitin. Rav Huna Omer, v'hu yitin. So Rav Huna says v'hu yitin. Rav Huna says it means when he gives it whenever he wants. Whenever he gives it, the kiddushin take effect retroactively. Rav Huna would agree. Rashi says if he dies before he gives her, then she won't need chalitza because the tnai wasn't fulfilled. So unlike previously when we said she would need chalitza misafik or whatever, he would say that wouldn't be necessary because the tnai was never fulfilled. He didn't say ma'ach, he said, oh. So since he never fulfilled the tonight, and therefore, no. On the other hand, so that's Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda amal lichshi yitim. Rav Yehuda says, when he gives it to her, then the kiddushin take effect, but not before that. Well, so that's the good. So Rav Huna Omer v'hu yitin t'na'a habi, he says it's a t'nai. Mekayim t'na'a v'ozel. He fulfills a t'nai, and he goes, and it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the kedushin, because that's what he said. The kedushin I'm giving you now kedushin, but I'm making a t'nai on it, so as soon as the t'nai is fulfilled, then it takes effect retroactively to then.
It hangs 3 years, 5 years.
Whatever it is, yeah. Rav Yehuda Omer, he says, only when he gives her the 200 zuz, only then will it be kedushin. Hash the meal I have a kedushin. Right now, it's not kedushin yet. Well, the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the practical difference between their two opinions? Either way, after all, she's also to him until the kedushin take effect. So the answer is, Ikabinao should push the yod, but kibla kedushin ma'achat. What about in between? If she stuck out her hand and received kedushin from somebody else. Little of Huna, have a kedushi. Little of Yehuda, have a kedushi. According to Rav Huna, it won't work because eventually he gives her the 200 zuz, and therefore retroactively, the first one's kedushin took effect, and therefore, so now the second. Because that's what he said. B'hu yitin. When he accomplishes the tanai, then it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the
perusa. But now she's engaged, right?
But she, according to the kedushin, wouldn't be chal. What if she's an eishes ish? If she's an eishes ish, right? She accepts kedushin from somebody else. Nothing happens.
I'm saying, if in this case, it's don't be achshav. So that part is off.
No, but because he said almanas, that Gemara is going to talk about later on. Kolayim almanas, kolayim me'achshav. When he says almanas, is the equivalent of me'achshav. Yes. So if she received kedushin from somebody else, then the kedushin are not valid kedushin. Now, unlike previously where we said there's 30 days or whatever, means there's room maybe for somebody else's kedushin to be chal during the 30 days, that's because 30 days is not biyodei to make happen any faster. Here it's a tanai which is biyodei, so once he accomplishes the tanai, then it takes effect retroactively. Anyway, so have a kedusha. Little Yehuda have a kedusha. According to Yehuda, it would be valid kedusha the second one because the first one's kedushin weren't chal yet. They're only going to be chal for the first time when he gives her the 200 zuz. Until then, she's free to accept kedushin from anybody else.
Because the first one she would be.
So according to Yehuda, the first one she's not Makodesh to anymore because by the time his Kedushin are going to take effect when he gives her the 200 zuz, it's too late. There was somebody else's Kedushin already that took effect.
Right, he gave her right then.
According to Rav Huna, we would say Faket. We would say that the first one's Kedushin are valid because once he gives her the 200 zuz, it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the Pruta.
Because
he's Ebkin Amanas, yeah. So the Gemara says, Utnan nami gabi gitin kihai gavna. Now we have a very similar thing, a very similar mission about gitin. He says, here's your get. It'll take effect on condition you give me 200 zuz. So she is divorced and she has to give the money. And there you have the same machlokas. Itmar. So Rav Huna omavihititin. Rav Huna says it means, and she gives it. When she gives it, the get takes effect retroactively. Rav Yehuda omavihititin. And Rav Yehuda says only when she gives it is the get chal. Rav Huna Amar b'hi titin t'nah habi. He says because it's a t'nai. Mekayim a t'nah v'ozla. So once she fulfills her t'nai, then she goes and the kedushin took effect retroactively. The get rather took effect retroactively to when he gave it. Rav Yehuda Amar l'ch shetitin l'chi yehiva lehu to have a get. Only when she gives him the 200 zuz does it become a get. Hash to me, I have a get, but right now it's not a get. And again, my benayu, what we then ask a minute, ikka benayu shiniskareya ha get. Oisha Ovan. The nafkamina would be, what if in between the get had gotten ripped up or lost? Or for that matter, the Ritva points out it could also be, for example, if the get is not in her reshus at the end of the 30 days. What if it's in reshus Adam or something? We learned in Gittin, the get has to be in her reshus when it takes effect.
So
you have the same kind of thing. Lurav Huna have a get, Lurav Yehuda lay have a get. According to Rav Huna, it's still a valid get. It's not, the get doesn't exist right now or at the end of the 30 days. Doesn't matter. It took effect retroactively to when she received it and at the time she had it in her hand. According to Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't be a get because it has to take effect now and right now it's not in her hand because it's been ripped up or whatever.
Even though there was witnesses and all that.
Yeah. In fact, Tosfos says that, Tosfos says the Gemara did not want to mention you also have the nafka minna. What if she received kedushin from somebody else? Because even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case she would need a get and suffer. Because the Gemara explains and Tosfos explains there in Gittin that even though it's true that Rabbi Yehuda says lichsha titin only when she gives the money, only then does the get take effect. But until then, it's kind of suffic megureshes. Megureshes vein megureshes. So there's right. So that's why the Gemara doesn't bring that nafkamina here, and Tosfos goes on to discuss also why in the previous case with Kedushin, why the Gemara didn't bring the nafkamina of if the Kedushin money is gone, because again, even if the Kedushin money is gone, we learned yesterday that, if he said, la'acha shloshim yom, then he says, she's mekudeshes, even if the money was used up, because we said it's not a milvah and it's not a pekodin.
There were no places where they didn't have to give a get, you just had to have witnesses, right? That never happened.
Huh?
There's never a case where where they're making that place, they didn't give a get for what they had.
No, there's no such thing. Again, when it comes to Kiddushin, you can talk about, you know, when it comes to a ksuba, we learned from the Sefer Ksubas, there are places where they didn't write a get, where they didn't write out a get in writing that is dependent on the agent. A get, no, the only way is it has to be written. Fossil by Sefer Christus, yeah.
Even though the witness saw they gave the get, but she didn't give the money yet.
Right.
We don't say that.
So according to Rav Huna, what we're saying is that's fine. Once she gives the money, then the get takes effect retroactively. So even if she doesn't have the get now, it doesn't matter. But according to Rav Huna, the get has to be in her possession when it takes effect, which is right now, when she gives the 200 zuz. And if it's not in her possession, then it's not a valid get. Now, so why do Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda have to say their machlokas in both cases? So it's tzricha. We need to be told in both cases. The Iyashmin and Gabi Kiddushin, if you said it only by Kiddushin, you would say, Bahaka Amar Rav Huna, you know, like we said before, with Rav and Shmuel, you know why Rav Huna says, Mishum de la Karuva Ka'asi, because he wants to marry her, he wants to bring her close, so he wants the Kiddushin to be chal as soon as possible. Abu Gerushin, de la Rach Ka'asi, Gerushin, where he wants to distance her from himself, Ema Module de Rav Yehuda, maybe he would agree with Rav Yehuda that it takes effect only later on, only when she gives him the 200 zuz. The Iitma Bahach, and if we only had the Machloikas by Gevashin, you would say Bahach Ka'amar Rav Huna, Mishum de Iula Kosif Leila Mitbah. Because you know why? When it comes to a get, he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. So therefore, so fine. The Gevashin can take effect right away. The fact that she hasn't given the money yet, we're saying he, because there's no impediment to him, there's nothing preventing him from going over and saying, hey, where's my 200 zuz? We made the deal and we made the get conditional on that. Aval Hocha, by Kiddushin, the Iik Sifalei, the Mitbei, she might be embarrassed to demand the money from him to give her the 200 zuz. And then finish off the Kiddushin. So maybe she doesn't want him in the Kurdish only when he actually fulfills it, because she's going to figure, otherwise I may never see that 200 zuz. Or like you said, but not, I may never see it. But like you said before, he may leave her in limbo for years or something like that. Maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore we need to be told that in both cases, that in both cases they own. In fact, the Shita Lenoy de Lamit points out the halacha is like Rav Huna. So the Gemara didn't just want to say that if we were only told the second machloikas, you would think Rav Yehuda holds this in this case. But in the other case, he agrees with Rav Huna, because you want to focus on what Rav Huna would say in both cases, given that the halacha is like him. Yeah.
So that means that this get would not work until he actually gives the money.
So no, according to Rav Huna, it would work retroactively when she gives him the money, it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the get.
But what does the one who said Manasseh? But it's like Manasseh, no?
Rav Huna is the one who said Manasseh like now. Al Manasseh like now. Not Rav Yehuda, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says Mace. In that case, then I have a contradiction on Rav Yehuda. A Braiser says, here's your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. And the Braiser says, even if the get was ripped up or lost before the 200 zuz, Hareza Mugudash, she's still divorced. But she can't marry somebody else. But she can't marry somebody else. Unless she actually gives him the 200 zuz. Because what if she doesn't give it? Then it comes out, she's an Eishes Ish. So that's a question on Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that if the get was ripped up or whatever before she gave him the 200 zuz, it's not a valid get, whereas this Braisa is saying that it is. So the Oid, and furthermore, Tanya, we have another Braisa. Here's your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. Mess, and then he dies, and now we have the question of Chalitza or Yibum. Nosna ain't skukal yavam. If she had previously given the 200 zuz, then she doesn't need the yavam as far as yavam or chalitza. Loy nosna skukal yavam. But if she didn't give it, then she does require the yavam. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she doesn't have to give it to him. She could give it now after he passed away to his brother or to his father, somebody who yarshins him, right? Or any of the other relatives who's in position to yarshin him. Obviously not a son, because by definition, if there was a son, then there's no chalitza or yibum to talk about, but any other relative who yarshins him. So, and that works, because that, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's considered a fulfillment of the Tanai.
From that.
By the way, the The Rashba points out, if he has no brother, then what are we talking about Chalitza or Yibum anyway? Why are we even mentioning Echam and Akarevim? If he doesn't have a brother, who else is it? Then there's nothing to talk about as far as Chalitza or Yibum. So the Rashba explains that, we're talking about that, there are no brothers, but she had taken Kedushin from somebody else when her husband was alive, and then she took from somebody else after her husband died. So now she wants to fulfill the Tanai in order, not so much for Yibum. In other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel would say that in the case where he has no brothers, right, we're not talking about Yibum, we're talking about that a different case, she wants a certain Kedushin to be Chal, and therefore she wants to fulfill her Tanai and La'achar Amaisa, and let the one that she was received Kedushin from while her husband was alive to be Chal. So that's why she has to give the 200. Anyway, the point is, ad kan like pligi el de mar sover leave the yoshai or mar sover liya fiddle the yoshai. So the machlokas is the chachamim say when he says I want you to give me the money means davka me and not my yoshim. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel would say that it means even my yoshim. But dekula alamia tna havi. Both of them agree that it is a tnai and that the get takes effect. When it's given, because the 200 is only a tnai, like Rav Hona, tiyufta de Rav Yehuda. Wouldn't that be a contradiction on Rav Yehuda? Which in fact Tosfos says, how taka do we know that's the svara of the machlokas? Maybe taka, the Tanakhama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing on the point between Rav Yehuda and Rav Hona. And the answer is, when we said skuka liyavam implies that even yibum could be done. According to Rav Yehuda, it would be gerushin misafet. So Yibum for sure can't be done. Therefore, it's clear that neither Rav Chachamim nor Rav Shimon Gamliel are holding like Rav Yehuda. Because otherwise they wouldn't use the word skuka liyavam, which implies she's fully tied to the yavam as far as either Yibum or Chalitza. So therefore we can't assume that either of them holds like Rav Yehuda. So we have two contradictions on Rav Yehuda from two different brises. The answer is Amalach Rav Yehuda, Haman Rebbe. All of this, these brises are according to Rebbe. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Kol Oma, Amar Nas, Kol Oma, Achshav Zami. Rav Huna, in fact, says that Rebbe had said, when a person says Amar Nas, it's the equivalent of saying my Achshav, Upligi Rabbanon Aleh. But the fact is, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe and say that Amar Nas is not considered my Achshav. It's considered like any other Tanai, Ba'anoda Amri Kirabbanon. So I, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm saying that's the Chachamim. Gufa. So let's discuss that point. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Kol Oma, Amar Nas, Kol Oma, Achshav Zami. Omer Abzera, so Abzera says on this, Ki Havein in Bavel, when I used to live in Bavel, as we know, Abzera grew up in Bavel and became a great Talmud Chacham there, and then moved to Eretz Yisrael and became one of Rabbi Yochanan's top Talmidim. He's the famous one who fasted, many fasted, he should forget the style of learning of the Bavli in order to learn, Anyway, so he should be able to learn that, he should be able to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, when I was in Bavel, we used to say, Hod Omer of Huna Omer Rebbe, Kol Omer Manaskan Achshav Dami, so we used to think in Bavel, Rebbe says this, but the Chachamim disagree. And therefore, as we said, Rebbe Yehuda, the Amora, can go like the Chachamim. But Kisalki Lahosim, but Reb Zera says, when I went up there, when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I found Reb Asi the Yosef the Kamala Mishmed Reb Yechanan, that he was sitting and saying in the name of Reb Yechanan, no, Hakomodim, but I'm a Manas Kaim Achshav Dami. Everybody agrees that Amanas is the equivalent of Machshav. Lo Nechlaku Ella Mehayom La Achamisa. The Machlokas is only where he says Mehayom La Achamisa, because again, then Tnai is based on him dying and Ain Get La Achamisa. So then, like we said before, you have the question of whether it's a Tnai or whether it's Chazar. But other than that, when a person says Amanas, in any other case, it is Me'achshav, and therefore that would mean that now we've schlugged up Rav Yehuda. According to that, then Rav Yehuda has no Tana to base himself on, because he can't say, I hold like a Chachamim, because a Chachamim agree with Rebbe on that point. So the Gemara says, Vaha Tanya, and indeed we learn in a Braisa, this is one of those Vaha Tanyas, which is, Rashi says, Benish Chusa, not Vaha Tanya, but we have a Braisa, but rather Vaha Tanya, and indeed we learn in a Braisa, Mehayom al Achamisa get the in a get, Dibre Chachamim Rebbe Emekazer get, that when he says Mehayom al Achamisa, then it's a get, but not a get, meaning it's a suffix, like we said before, and according to the Chachamim, and Rebbe says Kazer get, it is a valid get. So we see the machlokas is specifically by Yom Al Achamisa, not by any other tnai. other one, because the point is, their machloikas are not presented as far as any other Tanai, only in the one case of Mehayom la'achamisa, where we can talk about it, something that depends on his death, and get la'achamisa, so therefore the Chachamim are, are arguing only in that case, but otherwise, if it had been a manas, anything else, which doesn't prevent the get from taking effect, then they would agree with Rebbe. Tosfos actually in Gittin learns somewhat differently, and learns Chachamim sort of differently. But the point is, in other words, that they should have explained that either the Chachamim themselves should have explained their opinion, or that the Gemara itself there in Gittin discusses various angles on what exactly is the scenario there, Mehayom la'achamisa, Mehayom imati, like we said before, and therefore, since we established that their machlokes is only Mehayom la'achamisa, then it's clear that they both agree on the point that I'm a nas, I'm a master of dummy, and the only question is it different when he says la'achamisa? So the question is, well, fine, then in that case, Ula Rav Yehuda. Now, how would Rav Yehuda explain that b'raisa then? So that b'raisa clearly supports what Rav Yochanan is saying, that Rebbe and the Chachamim agree on Amanas Ka'um Achshav Dami. But was saying before, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, disagreed with that. He said that he holds the Chachamim and Rebbe do disagree, and that he's entitled to hold but the Chachamim. Well, how does he explain? Ula Rav Yehuda, the Amanas Nami Pligi. He says the Machlokas is in general about any case of Amanas. Then Taka, Adam Niflegi Mehayom la'achamisa, Niflegi ma'amanas. Why, indeed, according to him, are they only arguing about Mehayom la'achamisa? They should be arguing about amanas in general. And the answer is Lo'idiach Koyach the Rebbe, because the Braisa wants to tell you how far Rebbe goes. That Mehayom la'achamisa nam is get nami hares a get. Because he wants us to know that even in that case, it's still a valid get, and no chalitza or yibum is necessary. Well, the question is, well, in that case, you could say it the other way around, argue on amanas and tell us how far the chachamim go in saying it's not a valid get. And the answer is, I think one of the answers in other places, the koyach of heter is stronger. There's a bigger chiddush that Rebbe is being matir. Rashi explains in Beitza, when a chacham says something is mutter, means he's absolutely certain of his position. When he says it's also, he may only be saying it, because he's not sure. So therefore, the Gemara would rather highlight how far Rebbe goes. He's saying there's no problem, there's no possibility at all that this get did not take effect, and therefore that she's going to marry somebody else, and she's being over on the Isser of a Yibama marrying out without Chalitza or Yibam. Rebbe is not concerned about that at all. So we want to highlight that Rebbe definitely holds that. Okay.
Because he says
Rabbi Yehuda would explain that Rebbe would say that Rebbe holds that Amanas is definitely not like Ma'achshav. It means the get is supposed to take effect only when he dies, and it doesn't ain't get like Amisa. Right. Or the other way around, sorry, that Rebbe says because their get, it definitely takes effect. Mehayom al-achamis, meaning we said Mehayom, Rebbe is saying kol amanas ka'um achshav gam. Therefore, Rebbe says I'm certain that it's a valid get as of now. The Chachamim are saying that not. Rabbi Yehuda is holding like the Chachamim, so he does not. So he says that amanas is not an achshav gam. It only takes effect when the tanai takes effect. Rebbe disagrees. But he's saying, therefore, the Braisa wants to highlight Rebbe disagrees and doesn't even say it's a suffix. He says it's a vadai that it did take effect now, and therefore she's completely divorced, and therefore no chalitza nor yibum is necessary for her to marry anybody else.
Before
she was divorced, as of when he gave her the get, because Rebbe holds kolay amanas to amanachshav gami. But the Chachamim disagree, and he's saying, as far as halacha, Rabbi Yehuda would say, I hold like the Chachamim. But that braisa that mentions their machlokas is highlighting how far Rebbe goes in being matter to say that she doesn't even need chalitza at all. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. That's the shem.
Shabbat, everyone.